All right, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Hoeing, a confessions podcast, you guys. I am your host, TK, aka The Sexual Pope, and I am sitting here with a wonderful, wonderful guest, and I'm so happy to have him here. Guest, what is your name?
My name is Trey.
Trey. All right, so Trey, may I ask, before we get started, what if you had to choose between a sexual profession? Well, do you work in the sexual professions? Do you?
No, but if I had to choose, I don't know, I mean, I don't feel like I could be a porn star, but I mean, I'd have a go at it, for sure, you know? I'd try a few scenes out and see how I'm feeling.
What make you choose the porn star route instead of like a stripper or escort?
Well, I should be a stripper. Let me do that. I should be a stripper, but I don't know. I feel like, I won't say it's easy, but I feel like it's like a steady gig type thing. Like, I know that I have to keep booking scenes. I know this, that. You know, I feel like it's very, like, it's a regular job. Only difference is you get to fuck. So,
This is a sex podcast.
Oh,
fuck.
Well,
cunt, all that is welcome here. Cum, nut,
all that
jazz, all that jizz.
But yeah, I would totally do like a, yeah, definitely like I'd be a porn star for sure.
Okay, well, by any chance, do you have a name that you might go by, or what would it be?
No.
Would it just be Trey?
Probably. I would probably just use my name. Okay. I'd probably do like a spin on it or something, but I don't know. Probably just Trey something.
Okay. I'm here for it. So, the first segment is I like to get into, like, my guest's sexual, like, I guess, appetite. So, how did your sexual things, well, your sexual range from vanilla to, I guess, kinks to whatever it is now. So, I guess, starting off hot, what type of kinks are you into?
I'm into? I don't know. This one's not weird, but I feel like I'm into feet. At least I think I do.
Okay.
And it's like, but I feel like I'm only into pretty feet, but then I don't know. So, but yeah, I feel like feet's probably a big one. Handcuffs.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Bondage. You're into.
Right. BDSM. All that fancy stuff. But I mean, those are probably like my top two. Those are probably my top two. Yeah.
So what do you like to do with feet? Do you just like to look at them, or is it a touch thing?
I don't know. It's just pretty feet. They get me. It's all, I don't know. It's all in the way they look. Like trim, like the toenails, all that. The toe in general. Just, yeah.
It's a specific toe that you like?
The big toe. It reminds me the most of a dick, like, period. But, you know, but I would say, yeah, probably the big toe.
So, let's say if the big toe, so you see an ugly big toe that's already giving you, like.
Yes, and because it's not like, I won't say like I'm into it, like I have to have it. So it's not like it's a deal breaker.
Okay.
It's not like it's a deal breaker. Because it's not like I can go up to you and be like, with every person, I want pretty feet, pretty feet, pretty feet. It's just more so like, if you have pretty feet, it's a bonus in the relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a little spice.
A little razzle dazzle.
Right. Okay. So, you know, it's a little added touch. It's a just bonus when I get in the relationship.
Okay. And have you ever had your feet played with? Is that something that you want to do? Or is just...
Yes, but I don't know. I think it feels weird, but I know other people that think it feels good. Mm-hmm. And then because I just like feet, period, I'll do it to them. But preferably, if they didn't want to do it to me, I'm not going to be upset about it.
But what if they wanted to do it to you? Would you...
Oh, well, then I would let them have at it. You know, I let them have at it and... You know, if they can find a way to make it feel good for me, that's a bonus, you know? So, but yeah, probably feet. That's like, period, in general.
Okay, so what type of porn did you get into when you, I guess, started watching?
Gosh, when I first started, everybody watches straight porn. Mm-hmm. I watch all that jazz thinking, don't, this could be me. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I was into big butts for a while. Even though I'm a bottom, which is crazy. And
are you one of the bottoms that like to play with ass, like eat ass and do all of that?
Yeah. Okay. On my top?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll do that. Because big butt, it kind of just started in general. So that's the first porn I looked up. Just because it was basic, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I would see every day outside of the house. So.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for similarities or something.
Right. Okay. That's what I was going off of. And then I grew up and then became a bottom. So,
How did that happen? Did you just cross? Is there like bottom?
It's like a border. I don't know where it is. There's like a line that you have drawn for yourself. And one day you just walk over it and you'll realize when you do.
I think bottom skip over that line. Probably like a little.
They probably do. I'm not going to hold you. I don't know. I think that I'm a bottom. Well, I'm sure I'm a bottom. But I don't know. Because topping never did it for me.
Oh, okay. But do you have urges to top sometimes? Or is that...
No. Like, I don't... It's not my go-to. It's never really been my thing. Mm-hmm. But that goes back to, like, being into BDSM. I'm into a top dominating me. Mm-hmm. Because that's their thing. I feel like my thing is, like, I'm a bottom. Like, I don't feel, like, the need to top consistently or do it. Like, for me, almost ever. Like, I wouldn't need to. Mm-hmm. But, like, now if I was with someone for a long time and they were like, could you try? And I'd be like, I'd try for you type thing. But in a general sense... Mostly bottom.
Do you like your dick played with at all? Like, do you, like head?
Yes. Well, say head. Head is always good. I give immaculate head, so I would love the same.
Okay.
So, yeah, head.
Are there reviews on this head? I need to know. Immaculate.
It is immaculate. It's immaculate to me. Because for me,
what are you doing?
It's the spit. It's the bubbles. It's
There's bubbles.
Yes.
Oh.
It's all of that. You got to keep it together.
Is there hands?
It all depends. It depends on how much spit there is. Because if there's too much, then that's when I'll use my hands to try and soak some of it off or, you know, get rid of it just in case. But if they want it all sloppy toppy, that's sloppy toppy. That means no hands.
Oh, okay. So that might get wet.
Period.
All right.
We keep it there.
Cutthroat.
Period. I tell people all the time, the deepest throat. It is okay. The deepest throat.
So what's the biggest dick that done fit down that deepest throat?
Probably a 10.
10?
And maybe, probably 10.
How thick?
Not that thick.
Okay.
I mean, probably this. Probably the size of the mic.
Okay, well, let me tell you, little bed hoppers. That's what I call my listeners.
Oh, well.
They know what type of podcast they're listening to when they come here.
It is what it is. I mean, you know what you signed up for.
Okay, you know what's coming out. It's not, you're not about to hear no Bible verses here.
Definitely not.
You might. Definitely. And, you know, I might have somebody that's into that, but never mind. That's a side note. Let's get back to Trey and that deep throat.
The deepest throat.
So, when did you... So you crossed that threshold into bottom territory. Mm-hmm. You're there. So, how long, I guess, when did you start to realize, would you say you're a good bottom, bad bottom? Like, do you step into bad bitch mode when you bottom? Because I do. And I tend to think that, usually.
Well, because I like to be dominated.
Oh, you step into sub bitch mode.
Right, so it all depends, because the top, like, if they want me to be more aggressive, I can turn into, like, power bottom. Like, I could do that easy. But in a general sense, if it's, like, an even playing field between the two of us, then I would say I'm generally, like, I mean, an average bottom.
Okay.
With, like, a little spice, you know, here and there.
So how do you like to be dominated?
I say that, but, like, handcuffs, choking, stuff like that.
Okay.
Like biting.
Okay. What do you like to get bit?
Neck and like inner thigh.
Inner thigh. Okay. Yeah. Those are your two zones?
Right. Those are the zones.
Okay. What those zones? So you bite. So let's say somebody bite that thigh. What's going to happen? Inner thigh. What's going to happen? What's your next
one? I mean, they're in control at that point.
Oh, okay.
We didn't got this far. So they was clearly doing something right. They got that far. They can tell me how to finish off because that's on them.
So we're into the B, I see the bondage, this S, and the D. So are you into the M part? Do you like degradation a little bit?
It all depends. Okay. I feel like, well, just calling me any, like, kind of swear word, I guess, you know, that's nothing. Like, a slut, all that, like, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if we get down to, like, race or something, then that's,
that's a lot.
You might be going too far.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, it all depends.
So you deal with pink dick sometimes?
Not a lot, but like...
How is that? Like, do you... I tend to find that their stroke game is a little...
I find the white black boys.
Oh, okay. So you like a wigger. Okay.
Right. I like a white black boy. Like, he got to be like...
A little swag.
I got to assume he was black from far away.
Oh.
To know. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if I walked up to him and I realized that he was white later... That's not a problem for me, you know? But even still, no matter how fine he was, you not going to talk down to me any kind of way.
They're not gonna call you a nigga.
Right. They're not gonna call me no nigga. That's not, whoa.
That's so odd. I can't fuck with that. Like, that would blow my mind. Yeah. Like,
that would it would blow the whole sex. I'll stop mid sex. I'll be like, I'm sorry. Come again. I'll
have to have the what if he repeated that. It? What if
it's a leave, it's a kick out, it's a gone. You won't catch me staying there. Mm-mm, none of that.
Well, Trey, I gotta ask. So, so you leave this white man alone, how do you feel about, like, I don't know. Let's not. I want to ask you about different races, but I feel like let's go ahead and hop out of that. How do you feel about dicks?
I mean, dicks, period, is it's on my top, which is why I'm a, which is, maybe.
Uncut or cut?
Don't matter. Dick is dick, you know what I mean? I don't mind uncut or cut, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that don't bother me. Like, I love a good foreskin, so.
Me too. I'm not even gonna hold you. Right, like if it's uncut, if I'm like, on it,
that's immaculate.
Let me tell you, that's a type of playful head that I like to give. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different thing.
Right, because it's to me when I give head, the zone I'm into is like I can give you head on any kind of day. Mm-hmm. If I had the most frustrating day at work, like they asked me to stay and I needed the money, so I stayed. Yada yada yada. You know, I could have the worst day at work. But if I'm angry, there's a chance I want to suck your dick in the most aggressive way. And this, I take my frustrations out on it. Or if I'm feeling nice, I will do it in like the sweetest way. But guess what? Just know, once I get started, you will be getting that nut.
Trey, I never heard of that. I've never heard of decompressing on the dick and let that give me head as a stress reliever. That sounds so interesting.
It's basically like, you know, like breakup sex.
Yes.
It's like that. It's very much that. Or like hate sex.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting.
Right. That's what it's like. I feel it. Because for me, if I'm real fidgety. Mm-hmm. So I always want to have something to do with either with my hands or like play my game or I'll do anything. Like if it's like counting something, coloring, all that. Because I'm a child, clearly. Mm-hmm. But I will find something to do. And if this, me sucking your dick, is something for me to do, I will do it, and then you could go next. You can top me. You know, it leads to things. So, because that's like, second dick is already at, like, first base. There is, I stepped up to bat. Okay? I'm making it to home run. Period.
Right, okay, so even on a stressful day, like, let's say you've just been working, you're angry. That nigga say,
I'm mad. I could be tired. I could be sleepy. I could really want to come home and go to sleep. But if I'm horny or I just feel like I want to do it at that time, okay, I'm going to do it.
See, I like that. So,
I'm going to do it. Because like my top, like I like to be, you know, dominated. So it's just, for me, it's one of those things if I get home and I'm angry and I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And it's not like he can be like, well, I don't feel like it right now. I don't care. I do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sucking that dick, period. It's not, there's no questions about it.
How long do it take you to suck dick, like, to complete? Well, not completion. Do you usually suck dick to make it come, or are you just sucking it to get it hard?
Depends on the night.
Do you like to suck dick, like, regularly? Like, just not regularly, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like to keep the throat deep, you know what I mean? I got to keep up my standards. If I lose it, I'll go as, you know, weak throat Trey. And that's not, we don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
We don't want that. We never like that energy. So,
what type of energy would you say that is? What color is that energy?
The energy of me sucking dick?
No, the energy of weak throat Trey or whatever that is.
Oh, God. It's a bad energy. I wouldn't, the color, black, awful, you know, like it's slimming, but no, it's not there.
So when you second dick, if we could give an energy vibe, like what is that color? Like for my bed hoppers?
A strong fuchsia.
Not here.
A strong fuchsia. that's the type of vibe that I'm getting from my room. It's very fuchsia. And I love that.
That's very red light district of you. I'm here for it. You are setting a tone, you're setting a theme. There's a narrative when I feel like Trey comes to your room. Top comes to your room. Like, you know what's going on.
Right, you know what's going on. You know what's about to happen. So I need you to stick with the plan. The whole night.
My last question before we take a break.
Okay.
Because this throat's so deep. I'm so deep. I'm just so amazed. So have you ever, let's say, shocked somebody by how good your head is? Like, do you, the compliments.
What you do is, I do get compliments because what it is for me, when I start sucking dick, I start slow, you know? So you kiss, you do the tip, you know, you do the sides, the balls, all of that. Mm-hmm. You really get into it, but you don't go all the way down because what they're expecting is they're not expecting you to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do, it's a whole different sensation. Mm-hmm. And I like to suck dick. And so if I see like my top and he's growing and he's moaning, he's throwing his head back, I know that I'm doing the shit that I've always been known to do. Like, that's my thing.
How do you feel about musty dick?
It depends. It can be mm-hmm. musty, but not too musty.
Okay.
Like, there's a limit. Like, I don't need to not breathe down there because it's a whole different smell. But, you know, a little bit like, you know, obviously, you've been a little sweaty. It mm-hmm. is what it is. So I'm going to just go off. But if they are too musky, we can just move this shit into the shower.
You like shower sets?
Yeah. It all, for me, the bottom, I think it's, yeah, I like it.
It don't dry out for you?
It can, but not, I feel like I don't do it too much.
Okay.
Like.
It's just a quick little pump, like a quick little, right, like, and then we're right, out.
Like, we were in the moment, or, you know, like, one of us was in the bathroom, like, I don't know, shaving or something. I just came in there, or they smacked my ass, or anything. But because we're in the bathroom, you know, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
We get clean while we get dirty. And so that's, it can lead to one of those.
Are you one of the people that can have sex, let's say, how many times if you're in a relationship do you want to have sex a week?
A week?
Mm-hmm. During a week.
I don't know because I'm a bottom, I know that my top is really doing most of the work. So I don't want to overstress them.
Now, hold on. How much do you want?
Right. I don't want to overstress
them. Fuck them. How much you want?
I mean, if it was up to me, it would be 2 times a day.
Damn.
Every day. Or at least, like, if I had to give an answer, probably, like, 3 to 4. 3 to 4.
God dang.
3 to 4 days. And, you know, it's pretty nothing. But I prefer it on the weekend.
Do you like to... Hold on, bitch.
I prefer it on the weekend, so you're not tired from work.
Okay, we don't need no business dick, okay? We need you to be woke. We need you to be all energized.
And
as you
know, the weekends, you're mine. Uh-huh. Week, Saturday, we're not leaving that room.
No.
That is, we're going off. I will go buy the food. I will go make the food. And then I will come back and I will expect that dick on a hot and ready plate for me.
Mm.
That is on period.
All right.
So...
Trey, I'm here for all of this.
Thank you.
I'm here for it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
It's about time I got some recognition.
Okay, you need it. So, if I had a star or a bottom trophy right here for it, because everything you just said, you deserve. You deserve that hot dick on the plate.
The hot dick on the plate is what I need.
That's what everybody needs, I think.
I need it.
But you deserve it most.
I need it like breakfast sausage in the morning. Mm. I need it.
Link or patty?
Link. Depends.
Oh.
If it's girthy and that foreskin, that's the patty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the patty.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if it's a little small, it's a little thin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's long. That's my sausage. Okay. You know what I mean? That's my link. Mm. I need that.
Last question. I know I said this already. Because you were just giving me everything I need.
I give you the energy.
So, let's say you're dealing with someone who's not very well endowed.
Okay.
And if they're not well endowed, let's say, how could they match up to the energy in bed?
How well is well endowed?
Let's say,
because I think a good like starting size is 7, 6, 7. Like I feel like that's about average.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if you're like 8 and up, oh, I can do something with that. I like that. 6 and 7, I can do something with that. But you really gotta know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I answer your question. I feel like. You know, because obviously, if you're not that big, if you know what you're doing, you can get me to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
10,000.
So they got to match up. So, okay, so let's say the equipment I'm not really mm-hmm. packing, but they come with a certain type of energy. They come in with the aggression. They come in with the choking. They come in with all of that.
They come
verbal.
In with everything else is something that I'm willing to overlook.
All right, and that's a great point to take a break.
Right. Okay.
(Clears throat) All right, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Hoeing, a confession podcast. I am sitting here with the wonderful, lovely Trey, and excuse me, I gotta ask you, Trey. Let's move into the next segment,
okay.
The lies portion. What is your lie?
My lie is that this guy told me that he was 9 inches, and we already know about the sizes and everything. So when I came over. And he was like, thanks for coming, yada, yada, yada. This is like the second time I've seen him, so.
Random question. Yeah. So how, on the scale of 1 to 10, how horny were you that day?
A 5.
Okay, so you could have, if let's say it didn't go through, you could have went without the dick that day.
Right, I wouldn't have been upset. I wouldn't have been like, all run down, like, gotta go find somebody new, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I'm chill.
But then also because it was not. You're not. We weren't so high up on the number. It wasn't like, oh, I'm pressed for dick either. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. I wasn't too sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, a little something. Mm-hmm. But you know,
because time. You know, the time. it's always the time that it gets put right. into that. Like people don't understand. Like, nigga, I'd be hungry.
I'd be hungry. Like, damn.
You
want me chewing this? I can't.
And I don't care how much you want to say it's protein, but. I don't want... It ain't enough. Right.
It ain't enough. I need more.
All right. So, you hit him... So, who hit who up?
He hit me up. So... Okay. I don't know. I think I was on Bumble, Tinder, one of those apps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just swiping through. But when I hang out with my sister, we do this thing where we just get on and we just swipe right.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't even know who we're going to match with. So, he hit me up and he matched with me. And I forget what the first message is, and I don't have it to go look at it. I think he said something like, hey, you want to hang out, something. And obviously, didn't have nothing to do, so I was like, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and I was like, okay, yada, 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 we had a good time. And so now like 2 weeks later,
mm-hmm.
he hits me up, and he's like, hey, like, I'm down to like, he's like, no, there's nobody at my house right now. If you're down to come over. And I was like, okay, I'll go. Like I said, like, I'm a 5. Like, I could have gone with it or without it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, something. And I want to say I'm not bold, but I'm pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And so I texted him. I was like, hey, how big are you? And he was like, 9. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I didn't rush over because I never rush over for no man. But I made my way.
What would you consider rushing?
Rushing is, I don't know. I would say like walking out my house within 3 minutes.
Oh.
Like I got stuff. Because normally I don't have lots of things to do. So I'll use the bathroom before I leave. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll grab my keys. You know, I'll lock up the house if there's no one at the house. You know, I can make up so many things that I could do. Because I'm not rushing to get over here. Rushing is if I got dressed, did everything I needed to do, and left at the house in 3 minutes. Like, I was out the door.
Mm.
I didn't take my time getting dressed. My jeans could be on backwards. Like, I'm out the door. That's what I consider rushing.
I never considered that. So, no, I need to pay attention to how I get to ass and it.
You don't want to make them... I don't know. For me, I don't want to make them assume that I care too much.
Yeah, before. you don't want to give more than what you should.
I don't want to give the wrong impression,
mm-hmm.
and I can't be letting it happen. So, but anyway, so I go over there, and I'm like, okay, like 9, it is what it is. You know, like that's pretty good. So I get over there.
No pics?
No.
You didn't. Why you didn't ask for pics?
I figured he wouldn't lie to me, but I don't. But then again, you know, I don't know him. But I figured, you know, I was like, what? I mean, because he was a little cute in the face. And I was like, he looks well endowed, I would think. You know what I mean? Okay,
so what do well endowed look? Is he black?
Yes. Well, yeah, black.
Black-ish? What is this?
I would say what is it? I mean, black. But no, I would say, like, I don't know. I'm a fan of, like, dark skins, taller than me. Because I'm like 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5'6", on the cusp of 5'7". But I'm like, I'm not that tall. But I feel like for me, as my top, like, I feel like you should be taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really into taller guys, dark skins. I'm into Latin guys too, but whole nother story. But yeah, I would say like just in a general sense, I like taller men.
Okay.
Dark skin. I don't like I like them to be fit because in my head I'm hoping that they'll try and get me fit so then I look good. That's what I'm hoping.
Was he fit?
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
I feel like he played a sport in high school, and then he stopped playing.
So how? Okay,
but he kept like that age like range. That buff. He was 22.
Okay, he so was not 20, that far from high school.
Right, he was 23, and at the time I was 20. Well, that's
5 years.
Right, and at the time I was 20.
Okay,
so I was like, okay, like 3 years, like nothing. But anyway, he had like a good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I go over and I'm like, okay, so what's going on? He was like, I figured we could watch a movie and like cuddle on the couch. He had like this pull out couch thing that turned into a bed, and I was like, okay. So I was like, okay. I went over in like sweats and a t-shirt.
Underwear? No.
I brought some this time because I could have gone without it. So okay. I wasn't wearing it, but I had it. It's in my car.
Okay, so you want to...
I keep clothes all up in my car. I keep clothes. I try and keep a douche just in case I didn't have time. And then, I try and keep condoms, all that little fancy stuff, lube, all that. I try and keep it in the car. But yeah. He was just like, okay, like, we'll hang out, watch a movie. So I was like, okay, whatever. So we hanging out, and halfway through the movie... He starts kissing my neck, and I'm like, okay, like, obviously he wants something. And I was like, it is what it is. But he said nine. So I was like, I'll be down for this.
Okay.
So we start, like, everything, the foreplay. I think he kissed my ear, or he sucked on, like, the end of it. My shirt came off, his shirt came off, and then we got down to the pants, and we took the pants off. And I was like, he didn't have on underwear. But he was soft. So I assumed he was a grower, not a shower.
Oh.
And then...
How small was it when on soft?
I don't know, because I guess...
Give me candy sizes. Like, is it Tootsie Roll Pop? Oh, no, is it a little Tootsie Roll? Laffy Taffy? Is it...
It was thick, but it was just 4 inches. So, from when I saw it, it was a bit soft. But it was a bit soft because obviously we were just kissing.
Uh-huh,
so it wasn't nice. Right.
Uh-huh.
So I would say by the time I got to it, it was maybe like, I would think like, maybe like a Laffy Taffy, but like, just like a little longer.
Okay.
Because it was, yeah.
Okay, so let's say Snicker Bar. Well, not Snicker Bar, but like, okay, I get you. Probably right. Like a little fun size something.
Right, a little snack size.
Okay.
Like a little snack size, Snicker. That probably would have been better. Like a little snack size Snicker.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably about that. And then I was like, okay, like, obviously he'll get bigger. So I'm on his lap, because I'm like over him.
Uh-huh.
So I'm feeling it, and I'm like, oh, it's getting pretty big. And then it just stops.
Oh.
And I thought it was supposed to get bigger. Because I'm like, I don't feel it where I thought I was supposed to feel it.
What was you thought you was going to feel it?
I thought I was going to feel it like on my taint at least.
Oh no, where did you feel it?
Oh. My nuts, which were like significantly lower.
Do you have heavy, like fat, like big nuts?
Would you consider when them? When I'm soft, they hang.
Okay.
So I was like, I was halfway, like I had a semi. So okay. They were like still kind of hanging there.
Uh-huh.
And then when I get hard, they get small. They shrink up.
Mm-hmm.
But I could feel it. And I was like, well, that's not long enough. It's not. So I got off because I...
Did you get off and just look at it,
I looked down. I looked down. And I guess he thought I was about to give him head. That's what I assume he thought.
So you... Okay, so now let me see. So you're on the pull-out couch.
Right.
You're standing up.
Right. Well, I got off, but I didn't stand. I just I scooted back.
Okay.
Back, and that's why I guess when he thought I just kind of spread back, that he thought I was going down.
Oh.
And I was like, I can't work with this. But I tried.
Okay.
I tried.
Okay. You get an A for effort?
A for effort.
Wait, so how did you try? Like, what did you do?
I tried to do my motions, but I have this thing, and I'm like, and I say, if everybody can deep throat your dick, it's not that big. Because obviously everybody has a gag reflex. So if everybody can deep throat your dick and not have a problem, that means it's not that big. That means it's not long enough to get anywhere. That's why everybody can do it.
Well, Trey, how did you get onto this theory? Where did this stuff come from?
Sex. It's just because they're always like, yeah, all girls can deep throat my dick. I'm like, that's not a good thing.
Oh, he said that.
Not him.
Oh, but somebody said it. Okay.
But that's what he said, and I was like, okay, that's not a good thing. Oh. Everybody can do it. Because, you know, not everybody can suck dick. Mm. It's a skill. It's an art. And if you can't do it, you're going to gag on a dick that's big enough to gag on. But, yeah. So, yeah, he thought I was going to do it. So, you know, I go down, and I try to put it in my mouth. I was like, well, it's just not long enough. It's not hitting the throat. It's not wetting your mouth. It wasn't. And he didn't think it was good either. Cause I said, I can't do nothing with it.
Mm.
So I was like, you know, this not gonna work. So I had to get off the bed. I had to get my clothes.
Mm.
And then I had to dip.
What was he doing while you was doing all this? Was he just sitting there watching butt naked?
He was trying to convince me to stay.
What is he saying?
He was just saying like, he's like, no, like, we can do this. Like this can happen tonight. And I'm like, I'm like, this can't happen.
Did you? Okay.
I'm
so
like, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Were you like apparent? Like, it's that dick right there.
No, I tried to make it seem like it was something else. Like it was just,
why did you scare his feelings?
A short night. I don't know. Well, at the time
he lied to you.
At the time, I don't know. I tried to be nicer. I'm 21, and that was when I was 20, so obviously a year has changed, and I'm a year older, and I got to, you know.
Mm-hmm. You learn as you grow.
Right, and I was like, now I'm not going to be so nice. But I just tried to make it seem like, you know, like I really had to go, or, you know, I had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I left, and he hit me up again.
Mm.
And this is around the time I started to...
The audacity.
We were moving.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving. So I was like, oh, like, you know, I don't know. Yada, yada, yada. You know, I'm moving right now. And he was like, oh, like, are you moving to a new house? I'm like, yeah. And I guess he thought it was, like, in the state. The same state. So he was like, well, like, how far are you moving? Because we can stay together. I'm like, no.
How was the foreplay? Was it lit? Was that at least?
It was good. And it wasn't immaculate. It wasn't.
We circle right back home.
Right, it was like a 4, and this. There are moments where it got up to a 6.
How did it get up to a 6? What was he doing?
Well, the neck, that was like.
Oh, that's obvious.
Because like I said, I like biting, and he wasn't biting. He was just like nibbling. Nibbling, right? He was just pulling on it, just a tad. Right, he's doing all that. Mm-hmm. I said, that's not gonna do it.
Mm-mm.
But I was like, this is a 4. It's a 4. It's not no 5, but it's a 4. So then we move on. When he got to my ear, that's something that I guess no one's ever really done as like a top. They never really done that to me. So
what did he do? He stick his tongue in your ear?
He nibbled on like the lobe. Uh-huh. He nibbled on the lobe and he rubbed his tongue all over it, which that was good. So I was like, oop, that was a 6. And then he stopped, and then we went, you know, back down. And he kissed my collarbone and, like, my shoulder. And then at this point, this is when I tried to, like, I got scooted down because I didn't feel what I felt, you know?
Oh, okay. He was warming you up.
Right, he was warming me up to the lie. And I said, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. I said, you shouldn't do that. I said, because you could have been honest. And I probably still wouldn't have showed up. But someone would have.
So now what have you learned since then?
I've learned to ask for pictures. I've learned to do better, think better. I've learned to just keep my immaculate mouth to dicks that deserve it, period. So don't want no games. But yeah, I definitely ask for pictures. I got to keep it up because I was like I said, I was a 5. Like, I was, like, not that horny. So, I was like, I could have gone without it. And so, I went without it, and I was like, okay, this is the end of my night. Like, I'm going to end on this note. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like trying to go to someone else's house and get good dick. So I was like, I'm just go home and take a nap. And
just who knows?
I went home. No, not take a nap. I went home and went to sleep. And then I got up the next day. Right. And then I got up the next day and I was like, okay, we're not gonna remember that. He hit me up later about me, and I told him how I was moving or whatever. He hit me up like a week later. But yeah, but anyways, the next day, and I'm just like, you know, it is what it is. It didn't happen, but it'll happen tomorrow. I was already planning. I said,
tomorrow make up for it?
Yes.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, that next nigga, yeah, he's actually 9. So that was immaculate. I was like, this is what I was supposed to get. And he out here tripping, lying to people, telling me because it's a 4, and I was very upset. I was very upset.
Those are games that you do not want to play.
I don't want to play that. Mm-mm. I try not to lie.
Your Monopoly card is not on that game.
Period. Okay. I try and keep because I'm like, I know I give a good hit. I'm an average bottom.
How did it feel in your mouth? I would imagine that it felt weird since it's not like hitting things. You know what I'm saying?
It felt like, I'm trying to think.
I feel like sucking on a piece of raw shrimp. A cold shrimp. Cocktail shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so do that, but like jumbo shrimp.
Okay.
Jumbo shrimp.
Like one of them prawns.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But not that big.
Maybe like a tad. Right. Like, right. So, you know, I was like thinking a tad bit smaller. But yeah. But yeah, that's good. Like a jumbo shrimp just there. Because it didn't have a curve to it. It was pretty much just straight.
Do you like curves?
They hit the spot.
You like one of them, like, real curved dicks?
Not curved to where, like, it's pointing back at itself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a bit much. But, like it can lean.
Okay.
You know?
But can it rock?
Period.
Hello? All right, so let's move into the last portion of the podcast, you guys. Trey, I'm enjoying you so much, I don't want you to go.
Thank you.
But I need a whole story before you go, and I need a good one, and I need it to be nasty, and I need you to paint a detailed picture for me and my bed hoppers.
Well, I don't know how you all feel about, like, massages.
Mm-hmm.
So, at this one particular time, I was with this guy who was, he was in school. He was a Latin guy. He was a Latin guy. I think he was, this was like, 6-7 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was with him, but we weren't, like, together. We was fucking. That's it. We was just fucking. So, there wasn't any, like, real attachment. But he was like, I guess now there was. He's a masseuse, and he was in school to be a masseuse. So he has all these, like, I don't know, expensive-ass oils for no fucking reason. So he has his oils. I was annoyed, because I was like, who the fuck is a masseuse? Anyway. But anyway, he had all these oils, and he had said he had, like, his table set up for me. And I was like, why? Like, you're going to give me a massage? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, but we're not really, like, together.
Bitch, you don't want no massage.
I didn't want him to get the wrong impression.
You better take them hands.
I was like, no. Okay. Because he's an eight. But he had like a lean, too.
Oh.
He had like a little curve. So his is good. But anyway, he was like, okay, we'll just get naked. And then I'll come back in here. And so I'm not thinking anything of it. So I'm just thinking, okay, this man comes out naked, too. And I'm like, I was like, you're supposed to be wearing clothes. I was like, you're the masseuse. But anyway, so he's rubbing. So he's doing like a massage. He's rubbing my arms. He's rubbing my neck. He's rubbing like my legs, my feet, all that. So he gets to my ass and he pulls out more oil. And I guess, so this wasn't oil. This one was lube.
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts putting his fingers on my ass and stuff. And I'm like, okay, like, whatever. And then he like curled his fingers and it almost got me there. And I was like, no, I was a bit upset. I was like, this can't happen. So anyway,
it hits your prostate.
Right. And I was like, no, like he can't know that happened.
You know? Why you didn't want him?
Because I didn't want him to think that this was supposed to be something. But anyway, which is why I didn't want the massage. But anyway, so, you know, he's just, he's doing what he does. And then he tells me to turn over. And then he's rubbing my arms, he's over my chest, my legs, all that. He gets up to my neck and he leans down and he starts kissing me. And I'm talking like with tongue. And, you know, because I like to be dominating me. And so he was kissing me, but since he's like upside down, he like came to the side of me and he starts choking me. And I'm like, okay, great. I was like, because now we're in it. Because mm-hmm. now I'm like, I'm not feeling it, but I was feeling it. And so he's doing all that. And I think, I don't know. What did he do? Oh, no. So he went down and he starts sucking my dick. And then I think I got off the table and I put him on the table and I start sucking his dick. And did I ride him on the table first? Or did we go back to the table? I can't remember. I think I might have rode him for like a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 8 minutes. Just because. And then because he sat up and he held me. And then, I don't know, he liked to do a bunch of positions, which, I don't know, it was all feeling good at the time with the 8-inch dick, with the curve, and the lube, and the massage oils that he just massaged into my body. I don't know what I was on, but I was in, like, euphoria. Like, it was feeling pretty good. So, I don't know, how much time do I got left?
Oh, we can sit. We keep going. Oh,
okay. So, yeah, so we do all that, and He wanted to move to the couch, and he had a decent butt, and he wanted me to eat it. So I did that, you know, very much how I give head, very sloppy. So I was like, you know, I did that, and then he, you know, he kissed me, all the other fancy stuff. So yeah, I mean, I think we maybe fucked for maybe like, I don't know, 45 minutes to like maybe an hour. Mm-hmm. I think I came twice and he came twice. I think he came twice, maybe 3 times. But yeah, because mm-hmm. I'm one of those people, I will give head after they nut.
No, I'm sorry. That reaction was only because I hate that feeling after I come and there's a tongue on my dick.
It's
like,
it's
so tickled. Like, my dick is so sensitive. It tickles fuck out of me.
Right. It's sensitive. And I'm one of those people. And so, because there have been guys, and he happened to be one, there are guys that, like, they'll do that. They'll let you keep sucking after they nut. And then, why you keep doing that?
Because I'm traumatized.
And then he was like, oh God, I literally just lost my whole train
of thought.
Oh my God.
No, so basically he nutted, you kept sucking.
Right, he let me keep going. So I was just like, okay, and so like I said, he's one of those guys where if you do it, for like, I don't know, a few minutes after, they will get hard again. So he got hard again, and so we kept going. That's how he came twice, and mm-hmm. that's how I came twice. Cause I don't know, the first time I came, he was talking to me. I think, was it missionary? Mm-hmm. It might have been doggy. I think mm-hmm. it was on my back. It might not doggy, missionary. Mm-hmm. No wait. Mm. Where? Whoa! I'm mixing up all my positions.
Whoa, baby! Whoa!
Listen, I'm on my back with my legs up.
That's missionary.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay, mm-hmm. right, missionary. And he was fucking me, and I guess he, like, leaned. He, like, because his dick is, the curve is to the left, I think. I think it was to the left. And so when he, like, leaned over, the curve was going up, and it was just hitting that spot. And it was just, it was immaculate. And I came hands-free, and I was like, this.
Oh, you can do that?
I hadn't done it in a while, but ooh, I did it.
I wish I could. Right. I never had that.
It all depends. It's for me, it's really the dick. Like, because, like, if they're using their hands, like, they can touch that spot, but I normally can hold off to where I won't. But, like, he hit it.
I wish. I have the hardest time coming from bottom, while bottoming.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I only bottom, I feel like, I guess.
Oh, you done mastered it.
Well, not me, I guess. I mean, I guess it's just prone to happen, you know, every once in a while.
Oh, for okay. Me, it's not a regular?
No. It's not a regular thing. Like, if I had sex every day of the week, I would probably do it, like, Monday, Friday. Like, oh, real separate. Like, it won't happen a lot. Like, it, okay. Yeah. So like, over the month, like, because I could do it once on a Thursday, and then, like, that next, like, Tuesday, excuse me, bless I could you. Do it again. And I'm like, okay. But then it won't happen again. It won't happen again for, like, a little while. Mm-hmm. You know. But, yeah, that's just, but, okay. Yeah, but, yeah, he was just, he was going at it, and he really hit it. And I was shocked myself. And I was like, oh, not this again. You know what I mean? Mm. But, yeah. And he came inside, which I don't know why other people don't like it. I think it feels immaculate.
I love feeling that shooting.
I it's so warm.
It's so, like, yes, it's so hot.
And I don't, right,
it's like, so it's hot. Like, and literally, it's like, it's hot.
Right. And so I'd just be like, that feels good.
Yes.
To me. That feels good to me. And I guess I like you too. And so, you know, I just, it is what it is. I kind of just, I don't know, for them, it's a feeling that I like. But I don't know, there are certain types who, they just won't do it, so, but then again, I don't mind tasting it either, because if you're a top who, you know, is, like, jerking off, I will suck your dick while you're joking off. I will do, mm-hmm. like, suck the tip, and I'll wait for you to come, and most of the time, I try and swallow it all, because we don't waste here.
Mm-mm.
We don't waste no food.
Mm-mm.
We don't waste the protein.
I know, that's right.
So.
Feed the children.
The children fed me.
Okay.
You got it backwards.
Okay. reverse.
Here it is. But yeah, so I just, you know, it is what it is. And, but yeah, I mean, I like cum. That's just personal. And like if they want to add
you
say
you have a cum fetish?
No.
Okay.
No, because like, it doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen on me, in me, anywhere near me. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not going to chase after it. You know.
You're not opposed to a north. You're five. Right. Five again. It's hot. It can go either way.
It could go either way, right? I could, you know, but yeah, we just had, I don't know, we had a, it was a great time, and then we fucked later, so it's a time where we had shower sex.
Mm.
He was cleaning up. I don't know, he did something, but he wanted to get in the shower, and he invited me in, and I was like, no, like, I don't want to go in here. Once again, I don't want it. I did not want it, but it was immaculate, so I should have. Took my ass with
that
it.
That boy turned you out.
We're not together anymore, so I'm
that was your nigga?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like how I said, I don't want it, because, like, I wasn't fucking anybody else, so I was just fucking him. And I assume he was only fucking me, so, you know, but...
Well, because y'all fucking a lot?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, 3 times a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I won't... Yeah. Yeah, I was like, it's a regular thing. We did it Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. We tried to...
A schedule. A routine. Right. I'm here for
routine,
that.
Routine. We know where everybody's
What's
going.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm picking up on that vibe. The straightforwardness is coming through now.
Right. What are you?
I'm a Sag.
Oh, really?
Come through fire signs.
Mm-hmm. That.
All right. So, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions about this.
Okay.
How horny were you starting out before you got to this?
Before him? I don't know. When I was a 7. I was a 7 because...
Oh, okay. I think he's defeated.
Right. I was like... Because I didn't want it. And I was very upset that it just happened. I didn't think I was going to have it with him anyway. Because I didn't know what he was inviting me over for. He didn't tell me it was a massage until I got there. But...
Oh, wait. So what you thought you were going over there for?
He said he wanted to just, you know, hang out. You know, he said he wanted to hang out. So I assumed this was like the other one where he just wanted to watch a movie.
Okay.
And cuddle.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there wasn't really no specifics or details in it.
Right. No.
So it was very
gray. He
didn't
tell me anything because I knew he was a masseuse in school, but I was like he's not finna just bust out the massage table for me. You know what I mean?
Because
I didn't think we was like, because he wasn't my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I didn't think he was like.
Maybe he was just practicing on you because y'all in school. Oh, well, he in school for it.
Right, but he's in school for it. So I was like, he don't practice.
I wonder if he's like, if this the thing that he does. Like.
Have sex with people by giving them massage.
Yeah, well, that, but also like, leave a gray area. Like, okay, hey, do you want to come over? Kick it. And
right, I
also do massages. Well, then you find out who do massages
right,
when you get there.
Right, because I'm like.
Cause who's gonna turn down a massage? Like, I don't think anybody will turn.
I was trying so hard not to fuck this man.
Why didn't she want to fuck him?
Because I don't know. He's kind of a douche. He's kind of rude. And because we weren't, because like I said, this was like 7 months ago. Like I had a different job and we met through the job. But I just thought he always had like a douchey kind of like vibe. So I didn't think, so I didn't think anything of it. But then I was hanging out with any of my other friends at the job and we were in like the lunchroom. We were like, I guess, what were we doing? We were like Snapchatting each other because we were making plans to go somewhere else. But anyway, but he was like, oh, well, let me get all y'all Snapchat. So he came into the conversation, got everybody Snap, and he got mine too. And then he snapped me like later and was like, you know, I'm down to yada, yada, yada. And I know you want this. Because he was very like douche. So, but I was like, whatever, get off my phone, don't text me. And I told
was
him
he out? Or is this a DL?
DL.
Oh, this is hot. Well,
right. So I was like, whatever. Like, I'm not playing with him. You know what I mean? And so I was trying so hard not to like keep any of that. Cause he was going to the job and he was doing the masseuse school. So I was just like, you're busy. Like, who's trying to be in a relationship with you? You're too busy. There's mm-hmm. a difference. And I was like, I can't. But anyway, he gets my number, and that's when, the massage was like, this is like our, I don't know, this was like our 10th or 9th time fucking. Because we were going at it for a while. But like, he was a douche, and so my plan was to end
it. Oh, wait. Okay, so what? So when you went over there and got the massage this time, mm-hmm. this was y'all 10th time fucking, not y'all first time fucking.
Right, this is our 10th time fucking. Like, we were fucking.
Oh, y'all been fucking. So you right. went over there to like, okay.
We was fucking and then we had the same job. So we had to see each other every single day.
Oh.
I wouldn't do things, but he would do things. And like, if I went to the bathroom, he would go to the bathroom. And I'd be like, I'm just trying to pee. Sir, don't start anything in this bathroom that you cannot finish. We're at work. And he would just be like, well, can you come over? He was like, oh no. He would say like, what time are you coming over? Because mm-hmm. we was doing this on like a schedule. So I was like, okay.
When I said a schedule, I actually thought like, just a, okay, this is just y'all sexual schedule. This is y'all niggas' actual work schedule.
Right, like, we had to keep it a buck. Cause he was like, cause he's DL. So.
This is a lot.
Right, cause he didn't want to like talk to anybody.
It done went from hot to a lot real quick.
It'd be like that. he didn't want to have anything to like do with me at work, but I didn't want anything to do with him at work either. So I was like, we gotta like, I'm not your friend here. Like, don't sauce me. Mm. But he was like, I think on like our sixth time, he came into the bathroom and he was like, what time are you coming over? Cause we both got off at like 3, 4. Cause we work like a 6 a.m. shift.
Mm-hmm.
And we work till like 3. It's like how many hours is that? Is that like, not 12. Like 8. Something like that.
Yeah. I ain't good at math. I ain't even gonna try.
It's like 8 or 9 hours. But anyway, so we worked. And then, but yeah, so he was just, you know, it's just a regular thing. He would be like, what time are you coming over tonight? I'm like, I don't know. I'll show up when I show up. But like, I was repeatedly going because it's good dick. So I was mm-hmm. like, okay. But yeah, so we got to that like 10th time. So I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, you know, this.
So this is a good whole story because so honestly, you went there like, this is kind of like in my head, this is a drama because like, not like a drama and like, this is drama. I'm like, no, you went over there with dramatics. You was going over there to end things. This is the last time you're taking this dick. Fuck this, man.
I'm not doing this. I'm leaving you. I was like, because at that time, I wasn't trying to fuck him. When the massage
and fuck
happened.
This massage. Right. But you got me with this massage.
Right, because you told me to come over.
And the dick already been good. You already know it was good.
I already know it was good. And so my plan was, I was like,
that's
okay.
Sneaky motherfucker.
I was like, okay.
Did he already have vibes that you was going to cut it off? Because
Did
he have an inkling? Like, what, did you change up? Like, was it like, okay, he used to text you and then now all of a sudden you cooling off, not texting back a little bit?
No. Because I'm an Aries.
You didn't switch up.
Big in Aries. Very temperamental.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. He just always thought I was mad about something. It could have been like the slightest thing. Mm-hmm. So he's just not, you know, texting me out the blue, trying to be like, okay, can we fuck this Thursday? Like, no, that's not on the schedule. he won't call me on the bullshit because he got other shit. So he was, we were pretty in tune with that whole thing. We were pretty in tune with that schedule. But in turn, I was not trying to fuck this man. And this man, he did things. And I mean, today, if he asked me today, like, if he like hit me up somewhere and was like, I'm trying to fuck again, 8 out of 10, I would do it. 8 out of 10.
But he's still a douchebag.
Right, he's still a douchebag, and that's why one of the points is taken. And then another point is because he was like, I won't say an hour.
God damn.
Well, yeah.
I done drove farther for some dick. I'm not even about holding you.
Right, the furthest I've drove for dick was maybe an hour and a half. But it was like, not to his house, we were meeting in the middle.
Same kind of, like,
he was like 3 hours away.
I think I was going to South Atlanta, and that's like an hour and a half or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Like real close, real South Atlanta. But, all right, that was a good whole story.
Thank you.
My last thing for you, Trey.
Okay.
A little piece of advice that you can bestow upon my bed hoppers. What is something sexual that you can tell, a sexual tip, as you may, that can help them through the day, or not help them through the day, but get them through the night, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, I want to say this for everybody, but it's really for bottoms. You should do more squats. Not going to hold you. When I ride, my knees be hurting so bad. Mm-hmm. And
fine, so that's just, that's, I stopped riding dick in 2015. That's one thing I ain't going to do.
I'll do it, but let me tell you, leave, you haven't done it in a while. You need to, you got to stretch, you got to do, I don't know, 20 squats, because you just got to warm up before you go out there, because your knees will get tired fast. And I did it for 8 minutes, and it was just, you know.
8 minutes, good, yeah. God.
Oh,
let me tell you.
I was in the moment, it's from the massage. I was in the moment. You know,
that massage got you.
It was good dick. I got to do this. You know, I was like, you know, let me just show out. Not him thinking he's in charge. Mm-hmm. So I was like, he got to no. But yeah, you know. But I'll say, but I don't know. Any other tips? I can't. I don't know.
One is good enough.
I mean, if you're going to be a hoe, be a good hoe.
All right.
Facts. Be that hoe. I want to hear you talked about.
Tell them to come on this podcast. That hoe needs to come here.
That hoe. Any hoe.
Any hoe. All hoes.
Period. All.
Mm-hmm.
All.
Oh.
Period. We love that.
All right, now. All right, well, Trey, thank you so much for coming through. I had a great time speaking with you. Just conversation. You have had me rolling the entire time since you sat in that goddamn chair. And
we love that.
And like I said, I needed this. This was great. I am so happy to have you. And I hope you have a great time and a great day. And
bye. Thanks for having me, TK.
And you, obviously. Mm-hmm. And great time. And I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I done took a little smoke break.
Right, we done took a break. We was like, oh, Lord.
Now my outro is off like that. But anyway, bye, bedhoppers. I hope y'all have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.